Just going back to your little school in Sybil,
can
you remember what sort of day you had? What did you do during the day?
What did we do? We did reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Did you? Yes. Anything else? Did you get taught sewing or anything?
I don't think very much, not in the primary school. But I think we made woolly balls, didn't we, on rounds of cardboard. I can remember that.
Yes. Did you have any PE or anything?
I suppose I must have done, but I didn't. I never did like PE because I was too fat.
Did you have any religion in school or anything?
Oh yes, it's church school. Was it? So you must have done that. Mm-hmm. We also had morning. Must have had morning prayers. I don't remember a morning assembly as such. I can't remember the whole of the school being together. I can't remember that. Anyhow, perhaps as little ones you didn't, but I'm sure you must have had prayers and things like that.
And what was the discipline like? What was the?
Well, I was so good, and it didn't make any difference to me.
When from that school you went to Castle Hedingham,
yes.
And you must have gone to a new school then, or did you stay in
No, I went to Castle Hedingham Church School, which is now the Memorial Hall. Yes.
And that was, how many classes was that?
Four. But at that time, this was the start of the war, and the evacuees were down into the villages, and we only went into school half days.
Oh, did you?
And the evacuees had it for the other half of the day.
I see.
And so for half of the day, this happened at Sybil as well, I forgot about that. At Sybil, we only had it half days, after the war started, because of the evacuees. And we used to go then, this is at Sybil Hedingham, we used to have our classes in the assembly rooms, or the assembly rooms isn't there anymore. And that was, again, up just past the Swan, going up Potter Street.
Oh, was it?
Just up there. Yeah.
So you swapped over at lunchtime, did you?
Yes, you swapped at lunchtime.
And then it was evacuee children, wasn't
yes.
it? Yes.
Yes, and they had their own teachers in that as well. You see, they all came. Teachers came as well, didn't they, into the villages? Until we did gradually, eventually, amalgamate. But again, this happened at Castle, and we went to school in the mornings, and in the afternoons we would go to the Women's Institute hut, which is where the tennis courts are.
Oh, up there?
I'm sure there was. Wasn't there too?
What about food shopping? All local?
All local. Mm. I mean, Castle had three butcher's shops in those days, two bakers, two main grocers, and all the others around, yes. My mother used to write out her order and put it in, take it down to the shop, say Thursday, write out on a bit of paper and her shopping basket and take it down to the shop, and then on Friday we'd go down and collect it.
Did you?
Yes. Butter, sugar, lard, marge, bacon, cheese, tea. That was all the first ones.
Tea comes out, doesn't it?
Just like that. Yes, it was your rations, wasn't it?
Yes, it was still your rations. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. I couldn't remember that. Always, that was the first things, and then you had your, whatever other things that you wanted. Also, summer holidays, we'd go and have bikes or go up the fields or up the cricket pitch and take picnics and be up there all day.
You didn't go away?
Oh, we always went on summer holiday, yes. We went to Clacton or Walton. I always had a week's holiday.
Did you?
Went on the train. It used to be so exciting.
Gosh. From Castle?
Your train down, the symbol the train went.
Yeah.
Yes, we'd go down to usually Clacton or Walton. Sometimes I think we went to Felixstowe or Devonport. But we always had a holiday.
Did you have a week or
two? A week. People only ever had a week.